So it's Thursday afternoon, early afternoon. It's raining out, and I'm hiking in a hollow with Mr. Maxwell. And he claims to have found something remarkable in this place. Okay. Oh, it's so pretty here.
So this is what I wanted to show you. I've been coming down here hunting and fiddling around and got thirsty one day and bent down in here to cut my hands and gather up some water, and look what I'm finding. So I gathered some up, took them into a mineral dealer friend of mine, and he says, "You got some gold on your hands."
So who owns this property?
Well, I went down the courthouse and done a search on it. Turns out it goes way back to about the 1880s, and there was an operation called the Blue Spring Mineral Company, and I'm reckoning that's where this here gold's coming from, is that old claim.
A search of the deed records in the Western District Courthouse indicates a Blue Spring Mining Company did purchase up the mineral rights on this parcel in Carroll County back in the 1880s. The springs of Eureka were first discovered in 1858 by Dr. Alva Jackson. He claimed the water to be medicinal. Thousands fled disease-ridden urban areas to come to Eureka to take the waters. Soon it was bottled and shipped all over the region under the label Ozarka, and a chemical analysis conducted way back then yielded a blend of minerals, mostly calcium carbonates, but no precious metals were ever detected in the water until now.
So why do you think this gold's only surfaced now? I mean, no one's ever found this or talked about it. Is it, and it's been documented anywhere?
Well, the only way I can figure it is when people first got here, things were pretty much normal. They started disturbing it, taking their trees down and building things and putting in their roads, and things started falling and eroding into these kind of places, and it just took a good while for it to erode off and start showing what was underneath it in the first place. Somehow they missed it, and I'm glad they did.
Of course, in order to mine any mineral, claims have to be registered with the state and surface operations monitored by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality.
So what are you going to do next?
I'm not really sure. This here's a quagmire. You don't want to turn this kind of information loose. They'll be turning these hills upside down and then some to find out what else is going on here. I figure I need to figure out if it's really gold and how much there might be in there, and I don't know, figure out whether it should be a secret or not, or I don't know, folks could use a good strike these days, including myself.
This possible discovery of gold in the Ozarks would be a first. Some silver and a great deal of lead were mined here around the turn of the 20th century, but all of it eventually played out. And crude oil was once thought to be bubbling beneath Eureka Springs. In the 1920s, a speculator even sold stock in a venture called Surepop Oil Company. Operators even constructed an oil derrick, but it was torched under mysterious circumstances. So with this new discovery, what's at stake? I looked it up. The price of gold reached a record high last week, $1,447 an ounce. Following two straight weeks of record gains, the gold price retreated a bit and now hovers around $1,400 an ounce. And this pearl-shaped chunk of ore that I'm holding easily weighs close to a pound. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.